Hour, Dan Culpepper, Ron Funk, Paul H. Uphoff, and Benita Jean. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Let us now join in our opening song, O Come All Ye Faithful. Together in our call to worship. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Let us now sing all five verses of O Come Emmanuel. We've been singing them one at a time throughout Advent, but now is the time to sing them all.
Thank you.
we celebrate with joy the birth of the one who is light for the world, let us open our hearts to God as we confess our sin. God of light and life, you promise good news of great joy for all people and call us to be messengers of that good news to all the world. We confess that too often we have been silent when we should have spoken and have used words to fuel conflict when we should have been silent. We confess that we have not loved you as we should and have not loved our neighbors as they deserve to be loved. Have mercy on us and forgive us for what we have done and what we have failed to do. Renew and strengthen us to follow the path illuminated by Jesus. Amen. Hear the good news. Let all the world sing out with joy, for our Savior has come. In Christ we are forgiven and redeemed. Let all the earth know the saving power of God. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from the 9th chapter of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Second reading is from the 5th chapter of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of the peace. Lord God.
Thank you.
is from the second chapter of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Word of God, word of God.
The fourth reading is from the second chapter of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with the haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this child, and all who heard were amazed at the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in their heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as had been told for them. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, after opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
My mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On this special night, we gather together to listen to the old story of Jesus' birth, to sing the familiar Christmas songs. I know I teased Julie before we got started saying that we would be singing in Danish and German, but instead, no, we're singing in the familiar English. There is something about hearing these stories every year, something about singing these familiar hymns that I think is important to us, because we can't hear it often enough. Sometimes it seems as though we hear it too often and the words no longer resonate with us. But these words are words of great joy, tidings of great joy. Have you ever waited for good news, or bad news, or any news? Waited and waited. Waited for that phone call telling you that you have or don't have the job. Waiting to find test results. Waiting to find out when a relative is going to come and visit you. That waiting that we do. I don't know about any of you, but I am not one who likes to wait. And the people had waited for thousands of years for the Messiah to come. This Messiah that had been prophesied as far back as in Genesis, after Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden, God promised that there would be a Messiah who would crush the heel, who would crush that evil in the world, that would try to strike at his heel, and he would crush it. And they were waiting, because it felt like they were the ones being crushed at the time that Jesus was born, the people really felt crushed. They were oppressed by the Romans, and they cried out for the Messiah. And some of them were just tired of waiting and didn't think that God was going to fulfill God's promises. And can you imagine what it must have been like to have been out in the field, a shepherd tending the sheep like you did, not expecting anything important or special to happen that night, and to all of a sudden find out that the most glorious thing that could ever happen had finally happened. And not the way that you had expected it either. Because Christ did not come as a grown man ready to do battle with the Romans, but instead he came as a tiny, helpless infant. He came to be one of us, to share our sorrows and our joys, to experience what we experience, so that we know that we have a God who knows our outcry of concern and pain, who knows our griefs, who knows our sorrows, and who knows our joys as well. The idea that God has come to dwell among us. What good news that was then. What good news that is today. What great joy we should feel knowing that we have a God who loves us and cares about us that much to become one of us. That is what we should hold in our hearts this Christmas Eve. That is what we should hold in our hearts throughout the course of the year, especially when times become difficult, to know in our hearts that God is always with us, to know that God always loves us, to know that God always fulfills God's promises no matter how long it seems we must wait, that God is always faithful. And that is the news of great joy that is to us and to all the world, the news that we should tell with each day of our life, in words and in actions, that God has come to dwell with us and to be our peace. Amen. Let us join together and hark the herald angels sing. us together proclaim our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. Your infinite love is born to us this night. With choirs of angels, the church proclaims the good news. Send us out as messengers of the hope that has come to all people. God of grace, hear our prayer. You are pleased to dwell with your creatures, and the whole earth sings for joy. Renew the splendor of creation from the smallest cell to the widest galaxies. Guide us to be wise stewards of your gifts for the sake of generations to come. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your authority is over the nations. Break the rod of oppression in every land and free all people from fear. Bring peace where there is war, compassion where there is suffering, and healing where there is disease. We pray especially for those people who are on our prayer chain and for those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer. You cherish those who are most vulnerable. Protect infants and children, and bless those who care for them. Watch over women giving birth, attend the dying, and relieve any who are in pain. Shelter refugee families and those who have no home. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your loving kindness embraces everyone in need. Help any for whom this season is lonely or joyless. Comfort those among us or known to us who are experiencing distress of body or mind, missing loved ones, or grieving. God of grace, hear our prayer. You welcome those who have died into the joyous light of glory. We give thanks for the saints of every time and place who have praised you with lives of faith and humility, especially those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Inspire us by their example to love you by serving others. God of grace, hear our prayer. Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we thank you for sending your offering to the church or giving through online banking.
Thank you. loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. For Jesus' sake,